That's our NFL rooster waking you all up on this super weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Yes, the super weekend edition of Rosie on the House. We're in the garden this morning, as we always are, with Mr. John J. Harper. We're here with our entire staff to do one thing, to win your hearts and become your best friend. With anything having to do with your home, your garden, or your landscaping, this is the hour where you call in toll-free 1-888-767-4348. There's a lot going on this weekend. If you've been paying attention to Rosie on the House, you are going to have the free time available to you this weekend to enjoy it and take it all in. Mr. John Jay, where do we go with our landscaping tip this morning?
Well, you know that rooster, an NFL rooster?
Yes.
If you had a rooster like that, not for long.
Not for long?
He wouldn't be doing that for long. you know, it is basically the first weekend in February. Tomorrow's February 1. It's the big game, I guess, is what we were supposed
That's
to call
right.
it.
That's right. That's right.
The Phoenix Open. Parada del Sol.
Barrett Jackson
always kinda
just wrapped up.
You know what all that means?
Tell me.
Time to plant tomatoes.
Maters?
Time to plant maters.
That's a key mater indicator?
That is the mater indicator, is that when we get to that 1st of February with all these big events going on, it's the biggest event, is that it's time to start planting or at least getting the ground ready. And if you were ever going to try and get soil ready, today might be an awful good day.
You think that's what that guy's going to do with that $8 million Ferrari? He's going to turn it into a mater greenhouse?
That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
A mater planter in the front yard.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
$8 million. Yes, it is.
I'll see.
Oh, the picture I saw was red.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put red out there, fill it full of Mel's mix, and plant maters.
There you go.
Good thing to do if you want to cut down on some of your spring gardening activities would be to stock up on pre-emergent herbicide.
Oh, baby.
And post-emergent herbicide, because we've had just enough rain, and it's going to get into the close to 80 degrees by next weekend, they're saying. That weeds are going to just come screaming out of the ground. And even if you forgot to pre-emerge in time, if you will catch the stuff when it's little, either hula hoe it, spray it, whatever, knock it down when it's little, it'll dry up and you don't have to pick it up and haul it away. You know, if you wait till they're 6 or 8 inches high and then kill them, then you got a bunch of high dead weeds that you got
to
do something.
Do you know if it's legal to use a flamethrower to burn up little weeds in your yard?
I believe it is.
Is it?
I believe so.
We have a new neighbor, and for a housewarming present, I gave them a little mini flamethrower. Called a weed dragon.
Right.
I love it. I've got one.
Is that a hint to the new neighbor or?
No. They, as a matter of fact, they had John Eisenhower out because they have a neighbor whose trees overhang their yard and all the debris falls in there. And they wanted some way to get rid of that easy. And I said, well, this is a lot quieter than those blowing machines.
Right.
And since you're my neighbor, I'd appreciate if you'd keep it down. I hate those blowing machines.
Oh, especially the guys that show up
things.
We had a crew that had a Sunday morning account at 6:30 in the morning on Sunday morning.
Special.
Like, oh, come on, really? I think you can, as long as you don't like burn have an actual fire going. You know, I don't think that like they do out in agriculture. Sometimes they'll literally light a ditch on fire and let the whole ditch burn to get rid of the weeds. I don't think you can do that, but as long as there's no flame. Now, you got to watch how big a weed you're starting on fire, because I think we had somebody that did that once, didn't they?
And they were actually listening to the show with a headset on and caught the eave of their house on fire.
Yeah.
The weed was a little bigger than they anticipated.
A little bit.
Oops.
So to answer your question, as far as I know, as long as you don't actually start a fire, if you're just nuking the little weeds as you go with the flame, I think you're good to go.
Okay.
So That's another good one.
And today would be a good day in regards to not worrying about a flame spreading.
Yes.
Well, I just don't know if you could get a weed to burn today or not, though. It might or might not work. I don't know.
Turn that propane tank on all the way. It'll get there.
Be a great day to pull them. I mean, they would certainly pull easy today. So there's, you know, tomatoes, peppers. We're still planting winter vegetables, so we're kind of in that cool time of year when you can really do just about anything. You're too late for broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, those types of things, garlic, but you can still sow beets and radishes and carrots, but you can start planting tomatoes and peppers. Awesome time if you're going to plant a tree. If you're going to do any digging, big holes, trees, that sort of thing.
Have at it.
Boy, it'd be a great time. And, of course, we are smack dab in the middle of fruit tree and rose planting time. So deciduous fruit trees, particularly peaches, apricots, plums, nectarines, figs, grapes, berries. Man, great time to do it. Great weather to do it. They will love you if you plant them this time of year in this cool, wet soil.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's start with Tom in Chandler. He wants to talk about his agave. Welcome, Tom.
Yes, good morning. I've got all these little baby agaves coming up, and I'm looking to maybe dig those out and put them into pots and this type of thing. And can you use regular potting soil, or is there a special soil I need to use to do that?
They do make a cactus and succulent-type soil. It's more coarse. It drains better. It doesn't stay as wet as long. You can, if you have potting soil already, you can buy something like perlite or pumice and add it to it just to give it more particulate matter. You just got to be careful how wet you keep those things. So a more coarse cactus-type soil would be better, or create your own by taking maybe the potting soil that you have and adding something like perlite or pumice to it.
On the topic of transplanting, Jeff wrote in earlier this week, and they're getting ready to install a pool. Their plans obviously have changed in the backyard, because where the pool is going is right where they planted four trees in the fall of 2013.
Okay.
So he wants to know, what do I need to know about transplanting trees? I know you want to keep as much as the root ball, but what else?
Well, of course, it depends a little on the type of tree. If he has a deciduous tree, like an ash or an elm or maybe a purple leaf plum or a Chinese pistache, you know, they're dormant, so this is a great time to do it. And you don't need to be quite as careful with how much of the root ball you get. That being said, you still want to get a good root ball on most trees. And this is his timing's perfect, because it's nice and cool and wet. The thing I usually encourage people to do is, number one, have the new hole already dug. So you can take that newly dug up tree and move it to the new tree. Or a new hole. The root ball's kind of got to be commensurate with the size of the tree. If he's having somebody come dig the pool, maybe they would even assist him if they've got some equipment there to help him dig those, because, or help him lift them out of the hole. Because if, depending on how big they were when he started, how much they've grown, you know, if you're digging a 24 to 36 inch wide ball of soil by about that deep, you're talking hundreds of pounds. And so digging it is probably not as hard as, what do you do now? How do you get it out of the hole? Most guys that do field growing and they dig trees have some sort of, like a boom truck, a lift truck, an A-frame, like kind of like the old-fashioned tow trucks, but with a higher lift. Or, you know, they have some type of big tractor that can, they can strap the ball of that tree and lift it up out of the ground. So that sometimes is the biggest challenge, is getting it out of the ground. So get some help so you can carefully get it out of the ground and not break it, because you don't have enough manpower there to get it out of the ground. And of course, planting it then, you have to treat it like it's a new tree or a new plant. Get some good organic compost and mix that in the soil, and probably some root stimulator, something with a rooting hormone in it, like indibutyric acid. Just straight B1 doesn't really help you that much. You need a good root stimulator. Keep it nice and moist, and hope for the best. The other thing I would make sure you do is kind of keep it oriented somewhat the same direction it's been planted, especially if it's a deciduous type tree and it has a thin skin or a thin bark. And you might even want to paint that bark just in case it gets a little misoriented to the compass. You know, those trunks develop, some, acclimation to the south
north,
and
south,
west.
East.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't want to, if it's already got a little bit of a sun damage spot on it, you probably want to keep that in the same place.
Don't turn it around and get the other side sun damage now.
Yeah. That's really important with cactus, by the way. People that are moving or planting cactus, you want to make sure they're oriented in the same direction.
I think a lot of people bury trees too deep, don't they? I know that, I do. And then I dig the hole too deep, compost it, and even if I buried it the right height, it sinks.
Exactly. You do not want, that's a great tip, you do not want to plant any plant, really, other than a tomato plant, deeper than the way it's been accustomed to growing. Whether you're digging something up and transplanting it, or you're taking it home in a container out of the nursery. And a lot of people say, well, I dig the hole, but I've backfilled it. Well, yeah, but you see what happens to our soils when they're freshly dug and then you get a lot of moisture. They sink. They settle. You guys talk about houses settling and ground settling here all the time. So don't even dig it any deeper. Be very careful about that. The wider, the better, but not any deeper. In fact, it's probably better to have it a little more shallow than what it was, because you can always mound up to it with some compost or decomposed granite or something like that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. We're in the garden with Harper's Nursery.